This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
Next guest already on the line, we have Robert Lee Davis, who is an artist working with the new pop-up gallery on Fitzroy Street, which is Art at the Thomas. Hi, Robert. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Thank you.
Thanks for coming on. Robert, could you tell us a little bit about your background and what led you to be working with Art at the Thomas in the first place?
Well, thanks for the chance to talk about Art at the Thomas. We're very excited about it. My background, I'm one of the artists over at Gasworks Arts Park. I have a studio there. And I guess a few months ago, a fellow artist, Cinda Mans, was just saying, hey, would some of you guys be interested in going with Renew Fitzroy? Renew Fitzroy is a project sponsored by Renew Australia that encourages artisans or creatives to take hold of the abandoned storefronts on Fitzroy Street and around the city.
Yep.
So we're pretty excited about doing that, and we got involved. We missed the first round, but then I told them about this beautiful space at the top, 107 Fitzroy Street, called the Thomas, and how that would make a gorgeous gallery.
That's a perfect gallery site, isn't it?
The lighting is superb. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Lo and behold, the owners, Tristan and John, they were looking to rent out the space, got in touch with Renew Fitzroy, and the rest is history.
Right.
We were invited to participate.
Well, it's lovely to have you as a local. It's lovely to have you on Fitzroy Street. But Robert, let's before we talk about the whole gallery, let's talk about your art, because when I met the guys here this morning at the Pride Centre, because we would have loved you in, but we can't have guests yet, we went up to, it wasn't open, but we had a look through the window. And your art is so fascinating, and from a distance, you have no idea what it is. Try to explain to people what you've done.
Oh, thank you. I think my whole idea is... As an artist who lives in the city, in fact, I live just across the street on Fitzroy Street from Art at the Thomas. So,
hey, are you the guy that I see walking your two dogs a lot?
Oh yeah, that's
is that you?
My two golden labs.
Oh my god! All of a sudden, because we actually say hello to each other, but we've never really met each other, have we?
No, we haven't. But see, everyone knows the two labs.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's the thing. We can walk down the same street and pick up different visuals from that street. Someone can see, oh, I saw, this shop, or I saw this crack in the window, or all those little nuances that make up a city. It could be the trees, it could be the flowers. What I'm trying to do is synthesize all of that into one piece. Two people can pick up the same or different things in the same block or the same radius that helps feed into our understanding and knowledge of our urban spaces. So my work is a collage of mixed media, found object, type, pictures and ideas of what an urban environment is. So some of them can be how do I describe it? They're so if you look at the work, you may see something that's familiar, but like a city that looks like a city, or something that looks like a flower or a plant, or lines or splotch or splash of color. But when you get closer, you see that that's melded into other aspects of a city. So what I try to do is create a whole narrative with my works, yep, instead of just focusing, oh, it's just the city of Melbourne. So, no, wait a minute. What's that crack? What is that color doing next to that? Oh, what's that shape? Oh, my gosh, that's a ticket stub. Okay, wow, look at that. That's writing a playbill that was found on the street that I've cut up and arranged into the piece as well to create this whole urban aesthetic, this idea of seeing a place with new eyes.
Mm. But the other side of it is, Robert, is that from a distance, it looks like just a splash of color running through the middle of a canvas. But it's not until you stand really close to it that you realize that it is buildings, or it is a little flower, or a ticket stub that's been cut up and used. And as a matter of fact, I went into the gallery the other day, and there's little bits of round red plastic that's stuck in one section as well to create another form. You know, like you could stand looking at the piece of art for ages and ages and see something different in it the whole time you're looking.
That's exactly it. I'm glad you pointed that out, because I don't think artwork should be static. I think it should radiate an energy and a pulse. And you may be attracted to a piece because of what you said, the color or the juxtaposition of pieces. But then when you move in, you see something different, and your mind is expanded by this one piece of artwork. You may even turn around and speak to a friend and point out something in a work, but they see something else and something different. I think an artwork has a bit of energy and pulse, like a city, like an urban environment. I mean, there's so many elements to urban life, and we all inhabit the same space, but we're all there on very different trajectories. But it's the similarity is that we're in St. Kilda, but the similarity is that we're in Melbourne. Yeah. And so that energy is what I'm trying to pick up help people understand when they interact with my work.
Yeah.
And Robert, can I ask you now that energy, and I think that it's definitely quite clearly can be seen, but how do you, I mean, do you go in, start the piece of work with that sort of in mind? I mean, how do you put that on paper? I suppose, I mean, I know it might be a difficult question, but, you know, just I'm trying to work out where do you start with that? Because, you know, they're sort of quite detailed pieces, and yet, like you say, if you walk away, you see different things. So where do you start? Where's your headspace is when you start the piece?
Oh, gosh. It could be an article I've read. It could be a poem. It could be if you've seen the dogs tied up and me chasing a piece of fluff down the street, then that could be the inspiration. It's all of the above. Sometimes it's a happy accident. Sometimes I'll see a space or a place, and it would just generate a thought in my head. Like, for example, there's, you know, right across the street, there was a place called Cacao. It used to be a chocolate, a chocolatier. Anyway, right next to that, there's a paving that goes on the side. But out of that are plants exploding out of that section. And because it's just been left alone, it's expanded and grown. And so I took a photo of that, and the colors are so different, depending on the light, depending on the way that you may see it during, say, the afternoon sun or the early evening. And so I try to take different photos. I took different photos of that section, and then I added that into the urban piece that's on the wall.
Yeah, and
so mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, go on.
So I think inspiration, it just depends on how you see or how where you are when that experience happens. It's all of the above.
There is little, you know, like you can tell certain buildings in the city of Melbourne, and you go, oh, look, there, I recognise that building. Or there's this quite tiny one that was in the window, and it was all of St Kilda. It was Luna Park, and it was some of the theatres, and And you're like, and it's so small and detailed, because some of your canvases are huge, and then you've got to get up really close to see what's going on in it.
But that's exactly what I love about creating the work, is that say if you had that in the museum and it attracted you because of the size and the color or whatever, but then you go in and you're stuck there. Like, what I love is someone, and I can get this since I've been working in the window, is if I go, you know, in the back for a minute, someone will walk past, then come back because they've seen something familiar. And cities have that attraction. Every city has something familiar to it. It may be a coffee shop or a building that reminds us of another place.
Yeah.
And it sends a memory or it triggers something in us that we have to go back and take a second look.
Yeah.
And so that's the beauty of art, in my opinion, is that if it captures an audience and helps you linger and stay in that space for a bit, contemplate, talk to someone else, and get them involved. So for me, being a part of society and interacting with people is part of what feeds the creativity. So things like in lockdown, that was really difficult for me because my work is so partial to interacting with the world around me that when that was stopped, it was very stagnant for me.
Yeah.
I couldn't, it didn't feed my work. I know some artists were able to explode in a fury of artworks. For me, it just was a time of stillness and waiting.
Okay. So people, you've got to go and see this work. It's absolutely amazing. And seeing on social media, checking it out, it's not the same. You've got to go and see it in the flesh. But how many people or how many artists are involved, Robert, in art at the Thomas?
Well, there are six artists that are involved currently, but every 3 weeks we change over the show.
Yep.
So we have a new group coming in on Tuesday,
right,
just to freshen it up. And I think what we're going to do is because artwork is one of those, oh, you know, I saw this piece last week. Let's go back and try to take a look at it.
Yep.
We're still going to have some of the familiar pieces from the other artists in that space as well. Just, you know, to give a point of reference.
Of course. And also, I believe on the weekend there was a workshop going on at one stage.
Ah, yes. Yeah, that was Rebecca Garfield. There were three artists that were on the committees. Cinda Mann and Rebecca Garfield are the other two who kind of came together and curated the show. And Rebecca did the intricate flower works that are on the wall. And so she had a workshop with drawing flowers over the weekend. Cinda Mann is the person who's done the sculptures in this space.
Yep.
She also has that idea of industry and nature and that clash of ideas and juxtaposition of form, because hers are very landscape-like in her sculptures. So we kind of got the ball rolling and invited other artists to participate with us.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, so you've got to come down to Fitzroy Street and check it out, people. In St Kilda, it's called The Art at the Thomas, in a building called the Thomas Building. And what number is it, Robert?
Yeah, it's 107 Fitzroy Street, right next to Bunny's. It's delicious barbecue place.
Yeah, and it smells yummy every time you walk past. And
oh, doesn't it?
And it's very close to Grey Street, isn't it? It's just in that little section there.
If the pharmacy on the corner, if you just continue down, or the chemist on the corner, if you just continue down a few storefronts, you'll come right into our space.
Yep.
So please drop in.
Yeah, drop in, definitely. And if you keep on walking down towards the beach, you end up at the Pride Centre, which you can't get into yet anyway.
That's right.
But you should be able to in a
few weeks' time, yeah.
Yeah. Robert, thank you so much for chatting with us today.
Oh, thank you guys for having me.
Thanks so much. We've been talking to Robert Lee Davis here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.